Hey everyone, how's it going? Checking in today. It's been almost a week, I guess, since the last time I talked. And yeah, not much has been going on. I did do my weigh-in on Friday, and I did go up a little bit, but not a lot. So I think I'm in the right zone. I think the results that I saw and have are real. Because before I thought, it just didn't seem realistic yet. So we'll see. I like to give things at least 3 to 4 weeks of consistency before I make a decision on whether what I'm seeing is true or false. So we will see what Friday brings for another weigh-in. I did finally find some grapefruit juice, but wasn't really able to test it out because the wearer, unless I carried around grapefruit juice with me, which I wasn't quite ready yet to do, I wasn't going to drink it before any of my meals. And so I did have the grapefruit juice, but I didn't do it. And I did feel a little funny to do exercises with everybody around. So I'm going to have to break that mold. And this is some of the things that we face when we go into health and fitness, is we're molded with these beliefs like, oh, I'm going to look silly. Like, what are people are going to think about me? And no matter, at least for me, I don't know, maybe other people are superheroes, but for me, no matter how far along I get on this journey, there always seems to be this like, this barrier that I have to break. If I want to get to the next level, I got to break this new barrier. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, when does this ever get easy? And I know the answer. I know the answer. It never gets easy. But one time, you would think it would be easy. Or, you know what? The thing is, if it was easy, we're already probably doing it. And I realized that when I looked at the book, Tim Ferriss's 4-Hour Body, I'm like, hey, I can do that. I can do that. I can do that. And guess what's left over? The stuff that I don't want to do. And that's okay. That's okay. Because what we need to do is build the habits and not beat ourselves up. Like, I'm not beating myself up because I didn't do the exercises and that I didn't drink the grapefruit juice. I'm just like, okay, next binge day, I'm going at it. I'm going to make it happen. And that's the conversations we need to start having, and not, like, I see some people just beat themselves up, especially at birthday parties and or functions. And it's like, oh, I did this, and they're like beating themselves up severely. Yeah, there's some disappointment in there. There, you know, you didn't do what you wanted to do. But I guess for me, like, one of the biggest things that helped me is to realize that it's going to happen. I'm not going to be perfect every single day when I wake up. I want to be perfect, but I'm not going to be, and things aren't going to work out the way that I want them to be or want them to. So I just got to do what I can with what I can. And what I now know is that I have a growth potential in front of me, which is that I can figure out ways to get the grapefruit juice in before my meals and stuff, and the exercise. The other thing I've been slacking on is my water intake. I don't know. I go through these phases where all of a sudden, like, I'm right on point with all my water, and then all of a sudden I'm like way off into like barely drinking anything. So I'm supposed to drink approximately 88 fluid ounces of water every single day, which is about, they say, take your weight in pounds, divide it by 2, and that's how many ounces you should have in your body. So should be around 88 fluid ounces. But, you know, sometimes I only get to 44 fluid ounces, or sometimes I just forget to drink it completely. So it's just interesting how I go through these phases with water. And maybe you can relate with some of the things that you try to do on your health and fitness. But, you know, all these things that we do, I guess at the end of the day, for me, the difference of where I was before in the, like, way back in 2015 compared to where I am today is that I just don't beat myself up on it. I just say, okay, what am I going to do now? Maybe I go back down to, you know, drinking one bottle, a 32 ounce. I carry around with me a gallon bottle, and I fill it up, and maybe that's just overwhelming again. Whereas before I was like, oh yeah, I'll just carry this around and drink it. And sometimes it's just inconvenient and I leave it behind, and then I don't come back home to drink my water. And I'm very finicky about my water for some reason. So drinking water at other people's places, unless it's from a plastic jug, you know, that you would get at the store, or, you know, something that is already prepackaged, for some reason, I'd rather drink that than tap water or something like that. I don't know what it is. Just one of my quirky things. So anyways, I got to figure out how to get my water back into me. I also, not sure if I mentioned this, but I also wanted to do a test, because when I came back from vacation, a week off from, let's say, I'll consider it a vacation. I went to a conference. At that conference, I treated it like a vacation. I ate everything. I drank everything. I even went back to coffee. And when I came back and switched to eating regular as soon as I came back, I had a headache, terrible headache, for 3 to 4 days. And I thought it was the coffee. And I was shocked that it was the coffee, but that was the first thing I thought of. So last week, what I ended up doing was drinking coffee every single day. And then I stopped yesterday. So yesterday, I didn't drink coffee and was waiting and waiting for a headache. It never came. And then I drank some coffee today because I was a little tired, but I'm thinking maybe I should have given it an extra day, right? At least 2 to 3 days to make sure. But I'm thinking that it's not the coffee, because I also had the same situation when I started eating healthy in January, when I started the whole like gain the 15 pounds just to see if I could lose it. I had a headache like the first 3 to 4 days. I really thought it was the coffee, but I guess not. I guess for me, it's just a switch in the diet must be the problem. And you know, I'm going to test this out because I'm going to be going to Sicily in July, the end of July, and I'm going to be out there for like 2 weeks, and I'm going to splurge for those 2 weeks because you don't get to go to Italy very often, or at least I don't. And I can't wait to eat the fresh food there. I've been to Italy and Sicily quite a lot when I was younger, but not now that I'm a working person. But I can't wait to splurge on that food. And I have a feeling when I come back and switch back to my normal eating habits that I'm going to get those headaches. But I don't know. I'm really trying to figure it out what it is. Is it the carbs? Maybe having the carbs and then cutting it out makes a big difference. I don't know. But anyways, so the one thing I'm looking forward to is that I had cheat day yesterday on Father's Day, or today's Tuesday. Oh, I'm feeling like today's Monday. I really wanted to do a podcast on Monday, not today. But anyways, splurged on Father's Day instead of Saturday. And then I have another event coming up this Saturday, which is perfect because that's when I'll have my cheat day as well, or my binge day. And so I got that short. I had to sacrifice the wrong word. I had to resist on Saturday, cheat day, and pushed it to Sunday. But what that does is it brings Saturday for the next week much closer. So, but you know what? It's really, I said this before, but it really is not as fun anymore to binge. I look forward to eating some stuff, but man, am I like, literally, I'm like, I don't really want to binge as much. I'm kind of like, it's kind of weird because I don't really enjoy the food that I eat on a regular basis. It's okay. It's okay. It's not like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to have breakfast. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to have supper. But now I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't wait to have cheat day. I mean, I look forward to it, but at the end of the day, and even as I get closer to it, I'm like, what am I going to eat? I eat the same things over and over again. Ice cream, which is my favorite. That never gets old, of course. But as far as the regular food, I'm like, yeah, what am I going to eat? What am I going to have? Yeah, so I don't know. So anyways, we're reaching the 10 minutes here. So I don't know what my plan is. I just keep randomly do these podcasts as I feel like talking and explaining my journey here and have something good to talk about. So I just wanted to update you. The coffee was not, well, I should probably continue it again. But anyways, I think things are going nicely. I think at this point, if I can lock down the binge days, then I'm just going to go right into, meaning lockdown, meaning follow exactly Tim Ferriss's book. Then I got to get into the Four Horsemen, he calls it. Once I lock that down, then the one thing that I have left is to incorporate the exercises. And once I do that, I should get some pretty good results. And again, I'm still enjoying this. This is like the most easiest program I've ever been on, the easiest ever, even easier than what I had before. So I just don't know how everything's going to work out in the end, but I have a good feeling. But anyways, so I'm going to continue on, see what I get, see what happens. I'm going to continue updating you on this new method, and who knows what's going to happen after this voyage, because if this works out the way I expect it to, there's a couple of things that I know this won't work for other people. So we got to figure out how to help them. If they're like when I'm talking to people and I talk about like my food patterns, then they'd probably be put off by that method, but it's the easiest method overall. Anyways, all right. I will talk to you all soon. I don't know when, hopefully before Friday, hopefully tomorrow. That's my goal, is to talk every day, but sometimes I just don't have anything to talk about. So I'll at least try to pop on here once a week. I mean, something's going to happen once a week to give you an update, right? If not, then I'm not working hard enough on my health and fitness. But that should kind of tell you right then and there, like how easy this plan is, because I've lost a lot of weight. 15 pounds. I've lost 15 pounds doing this method, and it's the easiest thing ever. The easiest thing ever. Anyways, all right, let's talk soon. Have a good one. And hey, feel free to reach out to me. Let me know what you got going on for your health and fitness journey. What's working, what's not working. And of course, to help me out, all I ask is that you follow, subscribe, and share this podcast with others, and leave me a good review and help me grow. That's all I ask, and I'm just going to keep sharing what I learn and my journey here with you. Okay, till next time, have a good one.